Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you're listening to Wrestling Observer with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next 2 hours talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. You can check us out on your smartphone, the TuneIn Radio app, Sirius Satellite Radio app, iHeart.com, the iHeart Talk Radio portal. So many ways to listen to this show. And we are here to talk pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. And a lot of news to talk about. Haven't been here talking news in many weeks, in fact. A couple of weeks back, we had Lance Storm in studio. We spent 2 hours talking about his career. And in that time, 8 million things have happened. We've had SummerSlam. We're about to have Night of Champions. Daniel Bryan's been beaten up, I think, 8 times since the last time we talked news on this program. We're going to talk about that, obviously. We'll do a preview of Night of Champions, as well as talk a one-week period in which UFC ran 3 shows. We'll talk about the top matches, the most important details from those 3 shows. We've got some championship matches coming up. We've got some title changes. We're going to talk about all of that here on the program, plus the usual Raw, SmackDown, Impact. Tanahashi won a title in Mexico. That, of course, Hiroshi Tanahashi of New Japan fame. We'll talk about that with Mike Sempervive, who's also here on the line. We'll talk about Anthony Pettis beating Benson Henderson for the championship. I believe a blue belt tapping a black belt with a basic armbar. Not every day you see that. Although the idea that Anthony Pettis is only a white belt or a blue belt is preposterous, but that's the story. Sami Zayn, the former Generico, has debuted on the road for WWE. He's getting good reviews. He is working this weekend versus Antonio Cesaro, as well as teaming with Bo Dallas. Bo Dallas, everybody. If you've watched NXT, you will laugh when you hear that I got a review of a Bo Dallas-Sami Zayn tag team match. And the person who saw the match noted that Bo Dallas looked good. Yeah. So we'll talk about all that and more on the show here today. Back in just a moment to get into that. So don't touch that dial. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
So you're covered in sand up to your waist thanks to the excessive digging of 2 very ambitious children, and you think, wait, did I lock my Impala back in the parking lot? And normally you'd just sit and stew about it. But you live in a time when an OnStar app lets you control your car from nearly anywhere in your world, like it's some extremely remote control car, which it kind of is. So you tap the icon that zaps a signal that says to your car, boop, here's a signal to flip the mechanism that locks the door that sends a signal back to your phone to say, yes, your car is now safely locked. And you gotta wonder about the guy walking by when it happens. He's like, wow. And you're like, wow. And if you slow your brain for just a nanosecond, you realize just how amazing modern technology really is. All because you drive a Chevrolet Impala connected by OnStar. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it Or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
I want to teach you a lesson you'll never forget. Here on Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. You can check us out on your smartphone, the TuneIn Radio app. The TuneIn Radio app, search Wrestling Observer or Sports Byline. You can check us out on the Sirius Satellite Radio app, and you can check us out iHeart.com, the iHeart Radio portal. 60 million subscribers, all of which have access to Wrestling Observer Live, as do you, the most listened to wrestling radio show anywhere in the world. We got Mike Sempervivi here on the line, and a lot of news to get into here today on the program. And Mike, how are things going?
I will not complain whatsoever, other than, you know, we decided to take last week off and run that Great Land Storm kind of career look back last week. But the only problem, we can't have take 2 days off, let alone have 1 week off, just because of all the things that happened. So after being piled on all that stuff, it's not too bad.
I hear your youngster has started school as well.
Yes. Yes, he has. Which made it for a very interesting week. In the state of Delaware, they decided to go to all-day kindergarten. There's no AM or PM kindergarten now. These kids are going for the entire day, which was a lot on him when you include that. He's actually playing football, so he's got football practice right afterwards. So it's great to be 5 years old because you have all of this energy to get through the day and do those things. And it's been a little bit of a drag on me just to be selfish trying to figure out this schedule. But, trying to figure out all those sorts of things and the joys of parenthood.
Now, as a parent, do you have any concerns about this youngster playing football? What are they doing for these little kids? How do they play football at five?
I was actually, yes. And as somebody who's had some brain issues and had concussions and things like that, I was actually really, really worried about it, but it's you can't live your life in a bubble. And to me, you know, especially at this age, it's been a lot different even when I started to play. And I'm 37 years old, and when I was I started playing football about 6 or 7, and we had the old traditional helmet, which was just, you know, basically like a big space helmet with some hard pads inside and a basic chin strap. Well, today they actually have a helmet with a fully padded bonnet, with a four strap chin strap system, and the amount of pads and amount of protection that's in this helmet is pretty amazing. And even though there's, you know, again, he's playing technically tackle football, they don't keep score. It's just basically so you learn how to, you know, form tackle in the whole nine yards. So it's, I have confidence. It's run by Pop Warner, which is obviously a national organization that has been around for years, and they have gotten, you know, much like everybody else, as far as the education part, as far as getting kids eligible and making sure that they're eligible to play, and keeping them safe with concussion guidelines and things like that, where, you know, again, you can't, nothing's going to be perfect. You're playing a contact sport. Things are going to happen, but at the age he's at, they basically just run into each other and fall down anyway, and so it's not too bad. But I got to be honest, I was really, really impressed with the helmet and how these things are put together now, because just, again, you know, 25 years ago, it wasn't even close to what they have now. So it's still worrisome as a parent, obviously, but I'm not going to worry too much probably until he's a little bit older and, you know, again, they hit a little bit more. then I can kind of question it. But as of right now, again, to me, you can't. Things like hockey and football and other physical sports, he's an athletic kid. He likes these sports, and you can't keep him in a bubble. You just have to be careful.
Now, I don't have any kids, but I've taught kids for 24 years now, various little sports, and they've got really big heads at that age. And now you're putting a helmet on top of his head. How do they stay upright?
It's not easy, actually. There are some kids that just look like they should be wearing helmets even at the age of 5 years old. But my son is not one of them. He's the average size for a 5 year old. He's about getting near 4 feet tall, and he's about 50 pounds, about 47 pounds, which is average. So you stick that helmet on his head, especially because of the bonnet and because of the amount of padding and protection that is in this helmet. And they look like little space aliens running around. So it's very interesting for them. Although that was the age where I actually started to wrestle and play football. And, you know, you start to strengthen your neck at that age. And that's, I guess, one of the benefits out of this, too, is all the stretching and things like that they have to do. It's, again, it's a little less on, the hitting and tackling and things like that. And it's more on form and just learning what it's like to actually get into shape in a team sport.
Now, speaking of a team sport, terrible segue. So Daniel Bryan's been beaten up, I think, 8 times now, as of the time we're recording this, since he won and lost the title from Randy Orton. Eight times.
There's somebody in that company that thinks he looks like the Pop Warner version of a WWE athlete.
Yeah. I think this is a record. I don't think anyone's ever been beaten up 8 times in between pay-per-views. And part of the problem, obviously, is there's no more brand extension. And so with SmackDown now being a Raw supplement, they just kind of continue the storylines, the DVD extras, as Vinny called it. And now, if you get beat up on Raw, instead of getting beaten up 4 times in between pay-per-views, once a week, you got to get beat up twice a week. So new era for wrestling. But this fellow's been beaten up 8 times. And I, when he first won and then immediately lost the title, thought, okay, well, we've got a Randy Orton John Cena program. Probably do a few pay-per-views with each other, and maybe Daniel Bryan will win that title at Hell in a Cell. Way too early for him to win it at Night of Champions, I thought, perhaps foolishly. But after the 8 beatings, and most likely it'll be 10 beatings by the time that the pay-per-view rolls around. My question is, how do you not put the title on him?
Very simply, you don't put the title on him. And I've heard a lot of people being, they're shocked and they're outraged of, this is a guy, while John Cena is out, he's supposed to be up there as leading the storyline, and he's supposed to be your big baby face other than CM Punk, who's been tied in with Paul Heyman. How can you do this? And you do this by the way that they've been doing this, which is, yeah, he's going to be in that position, and I'm sure that they're sitting there with arrogance going, well, yeah, look, he's in the position, and he's fine. He's part of a storyline, you see. I don't know, obviously, if the general public is taking it that way. The wrestling fans certainly don't seem to. I understand from their point of view in that, when he gets the big win, it's going to be a big deal, and they look at things differently than the average fan does as far as they are building storylines, long-term to take them through. I just think it's a mistake to beat a guy up this bad and not give him that, what essentially at this point is not even a hope spot. It's winning the title would be the only thing that makes some sense. And like you, I thought with the schedule of the pay-per-views that they would be able to get through Night of Champions, probably screw him over some way, and then have him win at Hell in a Cell. It seemed to me would be making the most sense. But like you said, you get beaten down this bad 8 times. It's probably going to be 2 next week. If they can figure out a way to slip one in on main event, they'll do that too. Maybe it'll be 11 times by the time the pay-per-view rolls around. But I don't see how you can make Daniel Bryan functional after that pay-per-view if he gets beaten down again, which, again, I don't think is going to happen. I think he probably gets screwed out of the title in some way. And then probably on Raw he gets beaten down again. I hope that's not the case. But I think to me, as far as I think the average fan goes who seems to watch this and the hardcore wrestling fan who's most upset about the way this whole thing has gone, they're not going to be happy unless he wins that title on Sunday. And if he's not, they're not going to do that. They, to me at least, need some very creative story to keep Daniel Bryan in the mix on what is going on as far as keeping people invested into him overcoming these guys.
I think some people are really up in arms about this, and I kind of understand, but at the same time, it's like, yes, this is kind of historic, the number of times he's been beaten down since the pay-per-view, but it's traditional booking in a lot of ways. The babyface gets beat up, and then he gets his in the end. And I think that it would make sense, obviously, now after all these beatings, for him to win the title at the pay-per-view. Seems rushed, but like you said, if you beat this guy up 10 times, and then he gets, especially, if he gets beaten clean in the middle with an RKO, that's it for this guy. That is it for this guy. I don't expect them to do that. If it's a screw job, it better be like a big time screw job. But we'll see. We'll talk more about this after the break. We're listening to Wrestling Observer Live, Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Do you have an idea for a new product? I'm Kevin Harrington. As an investor shark on a hit TV show and infomercial pioneer, I've launched over 500 new inventor products. I've joined with InventHelp to look for new products for TV. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984. They can help you prepare your idea and submit it to companies for their review. While not every idea will work for television, InventHelp has more than 7,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. Do you want to find out how to try and get your idea in front of companies for their review? Well, call InventHelp today for free information.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. The call is free, and so is the information, so call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. You're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com, on your smartphone, the TuneIn Radio app, as well as the Sirius Satellite Radio app, and iHeart.com, the iHeart Talk portal is the place to go to hear this program. And it is It is football season, so good chance that this show will be preempted here and there on satellite radio. So always check out the other options, including the front page of WrestlingObserver.com, which also has a list of all the other ways you can listen to the show at 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. We're talking Daniel Bryan and this this storyline on Raw, which Big Show is also involved in, which people are also up in arms about. And I think, obviously, at the end of the day, it's likely going to be Big Show and Mark Henry beating The Shield for the tag titles and Daniel Bryan beating Randy Orton for the WWE title. I think that whenever you do a storyline like this where you're getting heat on the babyfaces, it's fine until it hits the point where it's not fine. And I realize that sounds like deep wisdom on my part, and it is, quite frankly. But no, you've got to know. I remember this from when I used to wrestle. Buddy Wayne used to always say this. He would say, all right, because he was a heel, as a babyface, I'll get the heat, and then when it's time, you'll make your comeback. So he always said, when it's time. He didn't plan it. We didn't have the moves planned out, you know, start to finish. It was just he would listen to the crowd, and then he would know when it was time. And when it was time, I would make the comeback. And it's the same thing. Just like a wrestling match, when you do wrestling booking, when it's time, Daniel Bryan needs to win that title. And because, as noted, things move more quickly nowadays with two first-run shows and no brand extension, maybe when they originally formulated this storyline, the idea was that Daniel Bryan would win the title at Hell in a Cell. But now it may be time to call an audible because, to me, it's time for him to get his revenge. And if he doesn't, I think this could very negatively affect Daniel Bryan.
I think it could, too. But I think you have a way out of this. You'd have to be creative about it. And I don't know if people would love this idea or not. But one thing they haven't mentioned at all was the fact that Daniel Bryan, as he was beginning this whole run that was being, you know, kind of formulated and planned out, that was going to end with him and John Cena, he defeated Randy Orton clean, and remember, that was a big thing. I think it may have been, I can't remember if that was on SmackDown or on Raw.
It was on Raw,
that's right, and he had beaten, I think it was, handed Seth Rollins, I guess it was the first loss, or the Shield, he actually got the pin in that match on SmackDown, which was a big deal, and that started him on this run. The one thing they haven't mentioned whatsoever has been Daniel Bryan beating Orton clean, and when it gets to the pay-per-view on Sunday, again, this isn't the way they would want to end a pay-per-view. They usually don't like doing these sorts of things. But having him get screwed at the end or having them do some sort of dusty finish where the title gets taken away from him on Monday, but he's put in a position where he can rub it into Randy Orton that, hey, this whole company's against me. You know, you got your buddy Triple H there. You got his stepfather. You got his wife. All of you people hate me. You can keep beating me down every week, but when it gets to be one-on-one, when it gets to be just mano a mano, you can't beat me. I beat you every time. And they just have to figure out a way then to obviously take the title off and have enough of an excuse. Or I guess really with the position that Triple H is in and the character he's portraying, I guess you really don't need an excuse. But I would say this, if you're going to do something like that, the only way it works is they get out of Monday with a Stone Cold Steve Austin, and I'm not saying drive the Zamboni out there, you know, Daniel Bryan doing that, but I think you can start the episode with that, you can end it with Daniel Bryan getting his man at the end, and then build towards Hell in a Cell where he actually wins the title. I think you can pull that off. It just takes a little bit of creativity to do it. Again, this doesn't make and I understand this doesn't make the diehards happy, and I understand that, but to me at least you have that out because you haven't mentioned it at all, and they may not mention it. You do have the ability to do that, but you really got to make Daniel Bryan now strong going into Hell in a Cell, which, again, to me, he's got enough fan base, and there's
actually,
enough.
Actually, can I cut you off very quickly? I hate to do so, but you keep talking about Hell in a Cell. There's two pay-per-views before Hell in a Cell. We've got this show coming up on Sunday, and then there's another show, Battleground, in the meantime. So in order for him,
October 3rd.
Yeah. So in order for him to hold off until Hell in a Cell, you've got to beat him at two straight pay-per-views after beating him down 10 times in a row.
Well, at least go Battleground then to get the win.
Yeah, the problem is they, and we've talked about this a million times, And it's actually ironic we're talking about this because there's talk of changing this. Years ago, when they started these themed pay-per-views, it was pointed out, I mean, when it was first announced, it's a bad idea. You know, you schedule Hell in a Cell in October. Well, what happens if you need a Hell in a Cell match prior to October? You just can't do it. And what happens if you start a feud in early October and all of a sudden the second feud or even the first match of the feud ends up in a Hell in a Cell match? This doesn't work. So they are talking about this possibly being the last Hell in a Cell pay-per-view. And in the future, they'll just use the cell when they need it, which is actually that's what you should do in the first place. But, I mean, this is a great example of that. This is a storyline where the natural payoff would be Daniel Bryan gets Randy Orton one-on-one inside the cell. There's no way in. There's no way out. There's a roof on top. And he beats him, and he wins the title. But because of the schedule of these pay-per-views, it would require, if we look at how many beatings he has taken since SummerSlam, maybe 25 beatings between now and Hell in a Cell before he wins the title. And I think the fans will have long since given up on him if that happens.
Oh, yeah. I'm not sure then where you go from there and you have that out. I honestly don't. And, yeah, when you mention that, and theme pay-per-views, we talked about it on here. It was amazingly stupid that it was like, you know, they seemed to be taking what TNA was doing and doing the exact same thing as TNA, which was booking themselves into a corner. I can't remember if it was last year or not with Hell in a Cell. Was that Ryback and CM Punk?
Yes.
And
which was a disaster for Ryback's career.
Yeah, and again, there's the perfect example of this. Money in the Bank, I mean, great concept on a card, great concept for WrestleMania, horrible in execution on a pay-per-view. This is one of the reasons I've been happy they never brought back War Games, which, you know, I'm sure will happen sooner or later down the line. But again, if it's not going to mean anything, why do you do it? And like you're saying, this is a great example of that. I completely forget about that other pay-per-view where, again, what do you do? And are you going to have Orton and Bryan at every single pay-per-view? But still, I still think my idea to at least get out of this week could make some sense. And again, I don't think all hope is lost, although I know there's a lot of people who do as far as what they're going to do with Daniel Bryan. I do have a little bit more faith in them than that because I just think they, again, you look at the roster and you go, okay, well, who's going to take that Daniel Bryan spot? I see some hope coming. At least maybe it's just hope. But after these last couple of weeks, something is going to have to give with it where he's going to have to do something, again, if not Austin level, although he could use it, but going in that direction to get some sort of manhood back this week.
Why is there even a Battleground pay-per-view?
That's a good question.
I don't know.
There is no answer to. And again, this is, you know, TNA cut back on way too many pay-per-views. To me, they should only cut back to six. And they ended up cutting back to four, and I think that's hurt them. But WWE is, there again, to cut back to 11 or, you know, pay-per-views probably would be just fine. Even 10 some years.
Actually, let's just do 12. Forget this two pay-per-view a month schedule.
Well, you're right. And again, I mean, 10 would be sufficient. With the UFC dollars and with, again, boxing doesn't really matter that much with Mayweather and Canelo, but it doesn't help matters either. But, you know, you get that issue of what Saturday or what Sunday is it going to be. You don't want it near things, and they're hard to plan out, where if you just had 10, again, they would mean more if you were able to pull it off, because who's going to buy Battleground anyway?
I have to disagree. I have learned this year, and I also kind of learned this when I was rewriting the death of WCW, because they had that period where WCW was actually the first to move to 12 full-length pay-per-views, and WWE at the time was doing their In Your House, which were two-hour discounted shows. And WCW moving to 12, I mean, they increased their revenue dramatically. And since that point, for a long time, there was one pay-per-view a month. And TNA obviously was having some problems with pay-per-view, doing about 8,000 buys, 9,000 buys on average. And so their idea was, well, let's cut it down to four pay-per-views a year, and we'll see what happens. And the good news is, if they were losing money on pay-per-view, which at 7,000 buys is very likely, they're losing less money now that they're doing four. But if you've been watching TNA of late, going to 4 pay-per-views a year has really hurt the product in a lot of ways. The idea that, well, you know, there's several months to build to a show instead of just 4 weeks or 3 weeks or whatever. I mean, that's all great in theory, but we have seen it in action in TNA. And having a pay-per-view every 3 or 4 months has led to TV that just doesn't matter.
But that's who's doing the execution. I think, look, I think 6 should have been the way they went, to have 2 months to build to each one, to do 4.
But they still would have waited until the last minute again.
But that's how you pull off the execution. I mean, we've been hearing about Mayweather and Canelo now since June. It doesn't make people want to buy it any less. It's the storyline going into it. And you hard sell the last couple of weeks, unlike TNA, who just decided to sell the last 2 weeks of the pay-per-view leading into it, and that was it.
But my point is, I think WWE do the exact same thing. If they had 2 months between a pay-per-view, they would wait until the last 3 weeks to start building it. So if that's the case, you may as well just do 1 pay-per-view a month, which is a proven winner, because any more than that has not been a proven winner, and just make life easy for everybody. We'll talk about this more after the break. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65+. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65+ also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here, now that you've actually gotten here. Here, soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65+. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Hi, listeners. Edward Brown, host of Sports Econ 101, to let you know I saw a life insurance proposal for $1 million for a 30-year-old that was guaranteed not to increase for 35 years. That only cost $51 per month. Just imagine, this is probably the last life insurance policy this person will ever need. Here's the deal. We input the age and how much insurance is wanted into the computer, and out pops the 15 best price policies from major life insurance companies. Come on, you got to be curious as to how much this would cost you. Call 888-660-4495 and leave your name, age, and how much insurance you want, and a free no obligation quote will be prepared just for you. Wouldn't it be great to have a guaranteed, locked-in price life insurance policy that will last for many years? Call 888-660-4495 for your free quote.
We're back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We are joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We're here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. We're available on your smartphone, the TuneIn Radio app. That is the TuneIn Radio app, the Sirius Satellite Radio app as well, iHeart.com, the talk radio portal at iHeartRadio. Head up there and check that out. And, of course, as noted, online on the internet. And WrestlingObserver.com, obviously, is the place for you to go for all of the news in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts, as well as radio shows. More radio shows you'd ever know what to do with. We do radio shows every single day. If you're a fan of this program, Wrestling Observer Live, and you only get to hear it once per week, you are missing out. We do between 10 and 15 radio shows every single week, and as a subscriber, $10.99 a month, you get full access not only to every single radio show that we do, which you can podcast, download, listen to, but you get every single show that we've ever done, dating back to 2005. It is almost 2014. We're coming up on 9 years now. You can imagine at 10 to 15 radio shows a week, times 52 weeks, times 9 years, that's a lot of shows. Thousands and thousands and thousands of hours of audio are available on the website right now. And again, only $10.99 per month. Full access to everything. You get access to the Wrestling Observer newsletter every week, back issues of the Observer, Figure Four Weekly, all of the other great radio shows we do, including the Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare with Mike Sempervivi. All of that available at WrestlingObserver.com. So head up there and check that out. There are free radio shows on the right-hand side of the page. So check those out. And if you like what you hear, sign up. We've had a lot of people that signed up as a result of listening to this program. And email after email saying thank you. And I don't know why I didn't sign up earlier. So if you're a fan, check it out. And you won't regret it. We are talking the Night of Champions pay-per-view. We have four matches: Randy Orton, Daniel Bryan, Alberto Del Rio, Rob Van Dam, CM Punk, and Curtis Axel, and Paul Heyman in an elimination handicap match where CM Punk has vowed to break Paul Heyman's face, and AJ Lee against Natalya, against Brie Bella, against Naomi in a four-way for the Divas title. Mike, what do you think of this lineup so far? A week out and four matches?
Yeah, this is... I hate this.
This is exactly what we were just talking about.
I know. They've done this a lot over the last couple of months. It may have even been the last couple of years. I've kind of stopped paying attention at this point. Just kind of waited for, you know, the finalized pay-per-view. And, you know, God knows when they've had the dark matches and they've tweaked this and tweaked that and matches haven't been on pay-per-views and the whole nine yards. It's tough to have faith in them outside the major matches, you know, going in. But, you know, CM Punk is a babyface. You never like to renege on your promises when you're a babyface. And if he's talking about, you know, not even cracking skulls, he's breaking faces. I'd like to see that actually happen, although something tells me it won't.
You want to see it actually happen?
Well, I shouldn't
terrible.
Be that to Paul Heyman. But,
poor
you know,
Paul Heyman.
Something. You know, remember the old Bobby Heenan picture off the Inside Wrestling, whatever it was? My God, Bobby, what happened to your face? You can't do that in PG era time, although a busted up Paul Heyman, you know, somehow getting beaten up and having his face broken, but still somehow getting the win over CM Punk could be very entertaining. So it'd be interesting to see how they come out of this, although, you know, just him beating Curtis Axel would be easy enough because everybody else does.
As a segue here, what have you thought of the last few weeks of Total Divas?
You know, I haven't thought as much about it as you have.
If you have.
It's lost a lot of its luster for me, because I got to be honest.
Hold on a second. It had luster, and now it doesn't? I've gone the complete other way. I hated that show, and now I'm entertained, mostly by Cameron.
See, that's what happens. You've been drawn into this. You've been trapped by it. You should have known this was going to happen with yourself. My expectations for the show were so incredibly low to start off with, when it literally was not a actual train wreck. Like, I actually thought, you know, at some point Divas would be catty back and forth at each other, and just like a train would come busting in, much like the Kool-Aid Man would, and just would somehow interfere. That's how much of a train wreck I thought it would be with the show, and that didn't happen. And you could see, you know, some of the worked aspects, and there was, you know, a little bit of truth in there, but it was such a spectacle of a show. But like a lot of these reality shows, after I watch them a few times, I just can't get into them anymore, and I'm kind of in that position with that show. again, it is much better than I thought it would be. It is a it's a cartoon. I mean, it's a half hour or really an hour break for your mind because you don't have to think about it whatsoever. There are far worse reality shows, I'm sure, on TV than this one, but it just doesn't get me.
I think the thing with this show is that the last few episodes, to me, a reality show should be like pro wrestling in the sense that I should be able to suspend my disbelief that this is all just ridiculous. And the first few episodes were like, they were trying to convince me that Trinity did a shoot Hurricane Rana on her boyfriend during a match. You know what I mean? Like, come on. I can't even pretend to suspend my disbelief about something so absolutely ridiculous. But the episode they had where Cameron was thinking about getting breast implants, and so she went to the doctor, and they gave her the little thingies to put in her bra, and she was going all over trying to see if they worked, everything like that. I mean, I can believe this. I can believe that this woman is that completely nuts. You know what I mean? And the even the goofy thing where Natalia goes to dinner with Jarrett, who she's known forever, and he says, I just felt if I didn't say it now, I'd always regret it. But I love you, and I don't want you to marry Tyson. Or I guess they don't call him Tyson. But anyway, the point is, like, I can believe that. I can suspend my disbelief. I can suspend my disbelief when all these numbskulls go to Las Vegas and get smashed at a you know, this whatever. But, you know, some of this stuff, it's when I cannot suspend my disbelief that I think the show just sucks. And I think part of it is because, like, you do have a few characters on there that you could make a compelling reality show with. Cameron, again, is a prime example. I mean, she should have her own show on E! I firmly believe that. I guess she sort of does. But she should have her own show, like the Cameron show.
Her and her man?
Yeah. Arion and Vinny. Sundays on E! Yeah, it'd be an awesome show. You know, but some of this stuff is just like so completely preposterous. That's really, I think, what makes me the most upset when I watch the show. It's when it's just so ridiculous that it insults my intelligence that I cannot handle. But the stuff where I can just like put my brain on hold and just go, you know what? I believe she really tried to jump in the pool with those things in. And I do believe that she's shocked that they float. Great.
When Naomi just poking around at the one, just being amazed by it.
Yeah. I'm cool with that.
Hey, that's what any television is. It's what any form of entertainment is. It's a release, and it's, you know, it'd be interesting to know. The thing is, I don't know too many average people who are not wrestling followers who have watched this show. I know of a few, you know, my wife isn't a good choice because she's actually seen wrestling, so the total divas she's seen, she's kind of skewed on it and knows some of the nonsense and the whole nine yards there. But I'm interested to hear from someone who, again, you know, we know it's BS, and especially, you know some of the things where it's like it's hard for you to chuck your brain, but I'm sure that they're aiming this in the hopes that those average WWE fans and the non-wrestling fan who, I'm not saying believes everything, but at least, you know, it chucks their brain, like you said, the entire 60 minutes and is able to do so.
Now, going back to this Night of Champions and such, what did you think of the storyline on Raw with the Big Show being emasculated and told he was going to die?
Steffi's giant?
Yeah, Steffi's giant.
This is the first thing I thought of. One, I was thinking, and I'm laughing, almost like this was back in WCW, like the Attitude Era days where you go back and forth, and at that time, you know, most of us were in college. So sometimes there were extracurricular activities, and it would almost be like you'd sit there and you'd laugh at a lot of it. You were greatly entertained. You'd be watching it. You were into it. But some of the ridiculous stuff you would really, you know, kind of belly laugh at. And I got to be honest, I was doing that same exact thing when the Big Show started to cry. And I'm thinking to myself, I think this is hilarious. I wonder how this is going to actually turn out. The thing with him is he's such an enduring character, and this is where they have he and Kane and the Undertaker. There's very few guys who still do this, but this is a giant who didn't care about laying dudes out and killing people, and I'm going to punch you in your face. And he can go so easily, and he's so good of an actor as far as in the wrestling realm that he can turn around and do this and be a you know, just a blubbering, you know, crying giant who, you know, has got, you know, he's a giant with bad stock investments and poor real estate planning and dealings and all that sort of stuff. And he won't miss a beat. And I thought he pulled it off well. I thought the act went well. I thought as far as what it meant is part of the story. Obviously, they have that. They have what's going on with Daniel Bryan. They have Cody Rhodes being, quote-unquote, suspended while he's on his honeymoon. So you have all of these things that are probably going to play together and spiderweb together. But it'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't want to see him as the, you know, the extension of the McMahon family being just the guy who knocks people out for him, although it looks like that could certainly be the case. But I'm not as down on it as a lot of people. I think it was as goofy as a lot of people. I was actually greatly entertained by it, and I was greatly entertained by the Big Show himself.
My wife was so sad to see the giant cry. That's her giant, too.
Oh, did he teach her a lot about the business?
No, but he's fat and jolly.
Well, either did Big Show with Stephanie, so I guess that's even.
Well, I think Stephanie just as confused the Big Show and Andre the Giant, a very easy thing to do.
They're both tall.
I wonder if someday she'll do a promo and she'll talk about how she was there the night that Hulk Hogan body slammed the Big Show.
And what WrestleMania will she name too? You think she'll get three right?
I think she'll get three right. I remember WrestleMania 3 when the Hulkster body slammed you, Paul. And I had to go to school the next day, and man, I just cried through all my classes as everyone asked me how my giant was.
And Paul, it just would kill me if I had to do this to you financially, so don't make me slam you, Paul.
Because his strip mall went out of business. I mean, really, they couldn't have done one vignette of Big Show at the strip mall. And they, you know, the guy comes by and puts up the evicted sign on the door, and Big Show just weeps.
Oh, like Jimmy the Boogie Woogie Man Valiant when he lost his woman and he was fighting Paul Jones' army, and he was playing the harmonica, and they'd show all the clips of like him getting his beard cut and him getting beat up and stuff like that, and then Big Mama could show up and somebody pick up the Big Show, and he could sadly get into the limo and drive off.
I don't remember that Jimmy Valiant angle. I remember when his boombox got broken.
Remember how sad he was?
Oh, yeah. Outraged. Outraged. The day the music died for Jimmy Valiant. When they broke. Did he call it the boombox? What the hell did he call it?
It was back in the day, so I'd say it was the boombox, I'm sure.
Music box, something like that. Yeah, things were rough back in the day, all you youngsters listening to this right now. You don't know what these dastardly heels used to do. They used to break people's boomboxes with hammers. And this would be grounds for a blood feud that would drag on for months and years.
You think we're joking? This would cause riots in Louisiana and the Carolinas.
Yeah. All right, everybody. We're going to head to our do a break here. We'll be back in a moment with another quick segment. Then we'll do the top of the hour. And in the second hour, we'll be taking some phone calls here on the program. That should be a fun time. So back in just a moment. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469. That's 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469.
Wrestling Observer Live, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, and down in Mexico, Mike, your boy Hiroshi Tanahashi is the Universal Champion, beating Rush in the finals of a tournament for CMLL.
The entire universe, he is bigger than the entire universe, as well he should be. As you know, the leaves are going to start turning now, we're in the fall, we've got the return of North American professional football taking place, as well as the Premiership over in Europe. Happy times, but that means we're getting towards the end of the year, and we have to start thinking about who our wrestlers of the year are going to be. And Hiroshi Tanahashi, I'm sure, is going to get more than his fair share of votes, as he does every year. But every year he's always had John Cena topping him for box office, or he's had Daniel Bryan or somebody like that topping him for Worker of the Year. Wrestler of the Year, he may actually be able to pull off a win in both. He probably won't, but I think this is as good of a year as any to pull it off. I know a lot of people look at the Wrestler of the Year and they look at the technique in Daniel Bryan, what a technical wrestler he is. Well, some people forget that this is professional wrestling and there's a technique in being a professional wrestler in the way that a John Cena is, or a Hiroshi Tanahashi, who is so great at so many things. And he went over from Japan. He wasn't on this last small pay-per-view that they had because of the talent exchange that New Japan has with CMLL. And he went over there and defeated Rush and ended up winning the Champion of Champions tournament they had there, the CMLL Universal Champion. And he's, I guess he had that going on, and he had Rob Conway defeating Jushin Liger over in Japan this week. So lots of international action taking place, although no offense to the Iron Man Rob Conway and his NWA Championship belt. Hiroshi Tanahashi and his exploits in CMLL top that just slightly.
Wow. All right, everybody, we're going to head to our hourly break. In 7 minutes, we will be back. Do not touch that dial. We've got a lot of news to get into. We're going to take your phone calls. Most likely talking about all of the news we've discussed in Hour 1. And we got a lot of other news in Hour number 2, including some big news out of UFC and a lot more. So stick by that dial, everybody. Back in just a moment. You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
USA Radio News, I'm Ron Allen. Barack Obama urged Americans on Saturday to back him in launching an attack on Syria as diplomatic pressure grew on the United States to wait for a UN report expected in a week's time before beginning military action. Fresh from a European trip in which he failed to forge a consensus among global leaders, Obama plunged into a campaign on radio and television to try to convince a skeptical U.S. public and a skeptical Congress of the need for the military strike on Syria. Pope Francis 2 days ago branded a military solution in Syria a futile pursuit, and he led the world's 1.2 billion Roman Catholics in a global day of prayer and fasting for peace in Syria, the Middle East, and the world. Many European Union governments have expressed reservations about using military force to punish Assad.
You probably knew that Thomas Edison gave us the first commercial light bulb. But did you know he invented alkaline batteries and an electric train? Edison said, if we all did the things we're capable of, we would astound ourselves. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby. For almost 2 decades, I've been helping families build home businesses. Many have been astounded at what they've been able to achieve. Today, I want to introduce you to my newest and most exciting home business concept ever. It's MaxAchieve.com. If you'd like to earn $500 to $5,000 or more a month working from home, check out MaxAchieve.com. This is more than a home business. At MaxAchieve, we want to help you experience more success in all areas of your life. To find out how you could astound yourself, go to MaxAchieve.com. That's MaxAchieve.com. Or call 800-801-3465. 800-801-3465.
After the rapid slide in India's rupee this year, the message from the country's corporate titans to the government is clear. Shape up and fix the problems, or more companies will expand their business overseas and deprive the economy of investment. Indonesia's government is confident that a slide in economic growth, exacerbated by recent capital flight from emerging markets, is a hiccup that will soon pass. The price of oranges in a Jakarta market gives clue as to why the faith looks misplaced. An inefficient distribution system and failing infrastructure have long been on the list of fundamental issues holding back Southeast Asia's biggest economy from finally propelling itself to the next economic level. Saturday, the city of Tokyo was awarded the 2020 Summer Games, beating Istanbul, Turkey, after a head-to-head vote. For the latest news and analysis, log on to IRNUSANews.com.
Attention roofing contractors and homeowners. The Home Depot is running a special on shingles from GAF, North America's largest roofing manufacturer. Buy a pallet or more of in-stock Timberline or Royal Sovereign shingles and get 15% off the everyday shelf price. Just visit your local Home Depot between September 5th and September 15th and save 15% on GAF Advanced Protection Shingles, the preferred brand of professional contractors. GAF and the Home Depot, the best choice for roof systems and accessories.
According to people familiar with the deal, a consortium of Ares Management LLC and the Canada Pension Plan Investment Board are in advanced talks to acquire U.S. retailer Neiman Marcus Incorporated from TPG Capital. Neiman Marcus, which operates 41 namesake department stores, Bergdorf Goodman, as well as the lower price outlet chains Last Call and CUSP, was acquired by TPG Wahlberg Pincus and Leonard Green in 2005 for $5.1 billion. On a warm late August evening in Kabul, a long line of black armored four-wheel drive vehicles rolled into a palatial compound owned by Abdul Rashid Dostum, an infamous Afghan warlord turned political power broker. Dostum's meeting appeared aimed at preventing a return to the chaos of the 1990s after withdrawal of the Soviet troops from Afghanistan, which would fritter away the gains of over a decade of intensive Western engagement in Afghanistan and billions of dollars in aid. U.S. stocks could be in for a jolt of volatility in the week ahead as Congress debates whether to authorize a military strike against Syria and as the Federal Reserve's pivotal decision on winding down its stimulus grows near. With IRN, USA Radio News. I'm Ron Allen.
Do you have an idea for a new product? I'm Kevin Harrington. As an investor shark on a hit TV show and infomercial pioneer, I've launched over 500 new inventor products. I've joined with InventHelp to look for new products for TV. InventHelp has been helping inventors since 1984. They can help you prepare your idea and submit it to companies for their review. While not every idea will work for television, InventHelp has more than 7,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. Do you want to find out how to try and get your idea in front of companies for their review? Well, call InventHelp today for free information.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. The call is free, and so is the information, so call InventHelp now at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, you're listening to Wrestling Observer with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive.
Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We're here for the next hour talking pro wrestling and mixed martial arts as we are every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern. The Sports Byline USA Radio Network Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. You can check us out on your smartphone, the TuneIn Radio app, the Sirius Satellite Radio app, as well as on the internet, iHeart.com, iHeartRadio, the iHeartRadio Talk Portal. It is a place to go. 60 million subscribers up there. This is, among all platforms, the most listened to wrestling radio show in the entire world. And Mike Sempervive, for whatever reason during the break, I went to the front page of Wikipedia, and they have a today's featured article. And you'll never guess what today's featured article. Keep in mind, 4,322,758 articles are available on Wikipedia. What do you think today's featured article was?
The IOC's vote on Olympic wrestling?
Incorrect. SummerSlam 2003.
2003?
Yeah. I'm not making this up.
Really? What was the main event of 2003? It was kind of a lost time for a lot of people.
SummerSlam 2003 was a professional wrestling pay-per-view event produced by World Wrestling Entertainment on August 24, 2003 at the America West Arena in Phoenix. It was the 16th annual SummerSlam event and starred wrestlers from the Raw and SmackDown brands in 9 pro wrestling matches. In the first main event, it was world champion Triple H defeating Chris Jericho, Goldberg, Kevin Nash, Randy Orton, and Shawn Michaels to retain his championship. And we also had Kurt Angle defeating Brock Lesnar, as well as Kane and Rob Van Dam in a no-holds-barred match. There you go. 415,000 pay-per-view buys.
They won't be getting you after this one.
I don't think so. Pretty impressive. So there you go, everybody. That is the featured article on Wikipedia for today out of 4,322,758 articles. Back in just a moment. Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Here's what's going on around the track, powered by Shell V-Power gasoline. NASCAR driver Kurt Busch now says it's a good possibility that he will race an IndyCar in October to prepare himself for a run at next year's Indianapolis 500. Busch wants to compete in at least one pre-Indy race, so he feels more comfortable for the high-speed pressure that comes with Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Keep the pedal to the metal and both hands on the wheel. This is Around the Track, powered by Shell V-Power gasoline.
Shell V-Power premium gasoline is Ferrari's choice for improved performance. It removes an average of 60% of performance-robbing gunk on intake valves left by low-quality premium gasolines. And it starts with your very first tank. So you're not just filling up with over 60 years of Shell and Ferrari technology and innovation. You're also filling up with choose Shell V-Power and let the excitement begin.
Tired of calls, levies, and liens from the IRS or hiring others who don't get the job done? Call Wall & Associates and you'll never talk to the IRS again. The IRS has a program to eliminate tax debt, and Wall & Associates professionals are trained to maximize its benefits for you. You always speak with a live person with real support and real knowledge. We've helped thousands of taxpayers like you settle their tax debt with the IRS for a fraction of what they owe. We solve tax problems. Call Wall & Associates now, 800-480-5708. We have the professionals who know how to solve tax problems. If you owe money to the IRS, your tax problems are not going away by themselves, and the passage of time will only make matters worse. Act now, before it's too late. Call Wall & Associates right now to speak to a professional tax relief agent. Call 800-480-5708. That's 800-480-5708. Again, 800-480-5708.
Health insurance is on everybody's mind right now. You either don't have it, or you have it and you think it's too expensive. And you probably feel like you don't have any options. We can help. We are InSphere Insurance Solutions. We offer health insurance plans from major carriers nationwide and likely have a plan that can save you money. Whether you're self-employed, on a COBRA plan that's about to expire, or you simply don't have health insurance where you work and you need it, InSphere Insurance Solutions can help you. Our agents will help you find coverage you can afford. InSphere Insurance Solutions is an authorized agency in all 50 states, including the District of Columbia. Plans may not be available in all states. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242. 800-614-1242.
We are back here at Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also WrestlingObserver.com. Here every Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 82, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com, and we're going to be taking some phone calls during this hour. And we've got a caller here on the line. Who is this, and where are you calling from? Oh, we just lost him. The magic of radio, Mike. Anyway,
it sometimes turns on you.
It does.
Hopefully
turn on you.
Art Bell doesn't have this issue when he comes back.
These are like Art Bell, unscreened open lines, and you never know what you're going to get. But thankfully, I do have a dump button, so in case anything crazy happens, I will be all ready to go. All right, we spent the first hour largely talking professional wrestling. We're going to talk more about that here in hour number two. A lot on Raw, a lot on the Night of Champions. And before we get into any of the MMA news, we're going to take this call. You are on the Wrestling Observer Live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
This is Eric from Minnesota.
What's up, Eric?
I was wondering your guys' thoughts on Goldust coming to Raw on Monday night to face Orton for Cody's job.
Actually, you're incorrect. Dustin Rhodes is coming on Monday.
Oh, so he's going to wrestle under his real name then, huh?
I guess so. They're not billing him as Goldust for some reason. The graphic I saw is billing him as Dustin Rhodes.
What do you think? Remember Cody's lament, and they brought this up on the website, too, in these articles that they're doing, tying everything together, where it's, you know, you made my dad wear the polka dots. You made Dustin, who was the natural, who was the former United States champion and wrestling blacktop bully on a moving flatbed truck. instead of having him, you turn him into this paint wearing freak. So I'm sure that's one of the reasons why as well.
That's right.
Do you guys think that's a smart thing for the WWE fans to have Dustin Rhodes come wrestle under his real name instead of the name that we all know him as, the WWE?
I don't think it makes much of a difference. I think they'll make it clear who he is. Maybe by the time Monday rolls around, you got to remember this all changes on an hourly basis. He may show up as Gold Dust, but it's something to do. I just hope that the week after they do a Randy Orton Dusty Rhodes match. That's what I'm waiting on.
Do you think there's a chance that Dusty Rhodes or Cowboy Bob Orton might show up on Raw
for a tag match?
Or do some kind of run-in with the whole Cody Rhodes storyline.
What do you think, Mike?
As greatly entertained as I would be, and as actually the fact that I could see Bob Orton Jr., who it's not like he ever was, you know, dramatic. He was poetry in motion as far as doing moves, but he was not Mr. Excitement in there. He and Dusty Rhodes could probably just stand there and get a better reaction than a lot of people just by being Cowboy Bob Orton with a cast on and Dusty Rhodes. But I don't foresee that happening, although you never know. To see them pop up on an NXT or something like that, I don't think would be too far out of the realm of possibility, just not on main TV.
All right, Eric.
That's all I have. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks very much for the call. That's right, everybody. The storyline continues on Monday after Cody Rhodes got fired because apparently somebody forgot to tell Creative that he was going to be leaving on his honeymoon. He's getting married either this weekend or next weekend. I actually forget. But then they're heading out on the honeymoon, and so he got the time off. And so they did a retirement match with Randy Orton. And I guess to keep his name in the headlines for the next couple of weeks, Dustin Rhodes is going to be coming in to lose to Randy Orton, I presume, on Raw Monday. Or maybe we'll have, I guess you probably can't have Cody run in because the whole idea of him being gone is, he's gone for a while. So we'll see. We'll see. It's really the only thing I know about Monday, by the way, which is interesting because it's going head-to-head with the beginning of this, what season is this, Mike? Baseball?
It would be professional football, your
football,
favorite sport.
Football, the NFL, yes.
The National Football League, the reason that the WWE has any problem whatsoever, obviously, football on Monday night. And I don't know, that was another thing about this past Monday, although it continues on with the storyline and everything, and obviously you had the drama and the heartstring tugging when it came to the Big Show. I wonder if they did enough, because Monday, obviously, it's, in a way, it's kind of no win because you got two games going on. There's obviously all the big deal and the hoopla coming out of the weekend, and it bookends, what is now a four-day, really a five-day thing from Thursday to Monday, the beginning of the NFL season. It'll be interesting to see how they do, ratings-wise, and how they react and what they decide to put on, because, again, you don't just have one game, you have two. One of which starting at 7 o'clock, and then the other one starting, I guess, around 10:30.
That's amazing. Is that TNA went head-to-head with a game that I think did 21 million viewers, if I recall correctly, on Thursday. Just a ridiculously gigantic game. And do you know, Mike, that the Impact rating was up this week from last week?
I was amazed by that. TNA has got the most interesting fan base. They've got the most loyal fan base.
The most loyal, cheap fans in the world.
How none of them order the pay-per-views. And again, I've been to the house shows, and the house shows obviously don't draw well either, which is really too bad for the value that you get. But the fans that are there are so incredibly into it, and they just, they're just not separating from their dollars when it comes time to order those pay-per-views.
I have never seen, a fan base that was more loyal and cheap at the same time. It's astonishing. They don't go to the house shows. They don't buy the pay-per-views. The ones that go to the house shows buy the merchandise, but I'm sure that, the merchandise is not flying off the shelves. But you would think that a company with fans so loyal could make money off those fans, but they can't. And I don't get it. I mean, I get it. If you watch the show, it's patently obvious why nobody buys the pay-per-views. But it's still pretty astonishing because they are immune to most all competition. It's amazing. WWE will not be this immune. If WWE does more viewers on Monday than they did last week, I will eat my hat. No. I couldn't think of anything that I would actually do. But I will be stunned.
You know what you'll do? You'll actually watch an NFL game while eating a tray of
cinnamon rolls. No, I won't. Come on now. I'd eat my hat before I did that. I'll vow right now, swear to God, if Raw on Monday does more viewers than this past week's Raw, I will do a flip. I'll jump in the air and I will do a flip.
That's kind of unfair, being a former gymnast and such. Although, have you atrophied? Do you have arthritis kicking in? Anything like that that would make this somewhat of a challenge so we could expect the possibility of a pratfall?
Nope.
Damn it. How about make Vince do a flip?
That! Well, I don't want to kill anybody. I had not done a flip in about 5 years. And a couple weeks ago, I was at the dojo and I was like, I'm going to try and do a flip. Hopefully I don't die. And pulled it off great. I was amazed.
I was going to say, teaching the kids and everything, do you get rusty doing this?
No, it's just a number, dude.
Hmm.
So far.
So exactly. So far. Again, wait till you have kids of your own. See what they do to you.
I'm waiting. Patiently. All right. So Anthony Pettis is your new UFC 155-pound champion. Submitted Benson Henderson with an arm bar in the main event of UFC 164 last Saturday night. And I believe you picked Pettis. Did you expect him to armbar Benson Henderson in round one?
No. No, I didn't. I think I picked Henderson. Although it was one of those, you know.
I thought you got him all right.
Say you can flip the coin and see what happens. In fact, I think I had the worst night of anybody because I also took Eric Koch, which in hindsight, I really shouldn't have done. But, you know, I figured I'd be a little different. You always got to try to throw in an upset here or there. And, well, that failed miserably. But, yeah, you know, I was. Anthony Pettis is really good. And like you were saying from the top, this isn't like, you know, some average guy off the street that makes this a surprise. It's not like he's a pure kickboxer at this point in his career or anything like that. But to get a verbal submission on Henderson, you know, in the first round was really a surprise. And it really, you know, I don't know what this says as far as Pettis and the rest of the division, but you can certainly say that Anthony Pettis has got Benson Henderson's number no matter what.
All right, everybody, we are going to head to a break. When we return, we're going to talk more about UFC. There were three shows in 8 days. I don't recommend this, but we'll talk about that more on UFC 164 and more. So check it out, Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No, it's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
In 2000, the U.S. national debt was $5.6 trillion, and gold was $272 an ounce. By 2010, the U.S. debt was $13.5 trillion. Gold had risen to $1,421. Today, our government is projecting over $20 trillion of debt in the year 2016. Isn't it time you own gold? You can't control federal spending, but you can control where you put your investment dollars. Goldline has safely delivered billions of dollars in gold to its clients for over 50 years. Diversifying with gold is a smart strategy. Call Goldline today to receive your free investor kit. 800-319-9027. Ask them about payment options and read their important risk information to see if buying gold is right for you. Use your credit card for safety and convenience. Don't wait. Call Goldline today. 800-319-9027. 800-319-9027.
Are you one of the 37 million Americans with student loan debt? If so, pay attention to this important announcement. Broadsword Student Advantage has free information on how you may be able to reduce your monthly payment, shorten your repayment term, or possibly have your remaining student loan balance completely forgiven. You heard correctly. You could potentially have your federal student loan completely forgiven, but you need to call now for free information to see if you qualify. Broadsword Student Advantage and Affordable Life Plans, a registered investment advisory firm, are working together to help you find a solution for your student loans. In one free call, you can discover how you may be able to cut your student loan payments, shorten your payment term, or have your loan forgiven. There is no cost or obligation for this money-saving information. Call now, 800-211-0448. That's 800-211-0448. Don't miss out. Call now, 800-211-0448. 800-211-0448. Or visit online at getforgiven.org.
We are back here on Wrestling Observer Live. Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline. USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208. Streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. Check us out on your smartphone, the TuneIn Radio app. You can also check us out on the Sirius Satellite Radio app, as well as iHeart.com. iHeartRadio, the talk radio portal there. 60 million subscribers, so a lot of people listening to this program. And we're talking Anthony Pettis and Benson Henderson. And I don't want to get any heat with Benson Henderson, God forbid. But Benson Henderson, after he was submitted to this interview where he morphed into Frank Mir to explain the technical intricacies of this armbar. And he's explaining that, well, it started out like a shoulder lock, but I was just about to get my shoulder free when he did this intricate little switch of his hips or whatever, and the pressure then went to my arm, and I was forced to tap. And I was like, really? Because to me, I don't know if this is the case, but when I heard this interview, it was like, you just got your black belt, and this guy is a blue belt, and he just beat you with a basic armbar from the guard, which you'd learn as a white belt. And so it sounds to me like you're trying to make this armbar seem more intricate than it really was in order to, I don't know, psychologically shift the heat from whatever happened. You know what I mean?
Well, he puts some salve on his own wound when he tries to explain it away, and he makes himself, you know, I think it's just one of those things that is instinctual, too, you know. It's always amazing. We don't get people saying dumber things in boxing and in MMA. I mean, they've been getting punched in the head, and they've been fighting, and they've been going all out, and they've been tunnel vision on this event they're going to have, and then they have it right afterwards. You stick the microphone in the loser's face of the guy who just lost his championship. And I'm surprised we don't get dumber things. He was very, you know, coherent in how he was doing it. But to me, it screamed that, yeah, he was trying to put a little bit of salve on his own wound. And I wish that there was Bobby Heenan there holding the microphone. So after he said that, he just, you know, would get looked at and goes, you know, have somebody say to him, so he trapped your arm, right?
It looked to me like he was in his guard and then he got armbarred. That's it. I mean, maybe it was this technically advanced savant-like jiu-jitsu that Anthony Pettis described, but it looked to me like he just got him in a perfect armbar and tapped him out. Happens to everybody. It's okay. But, yeah, it was very impressive. Never submitted in WEC, never submitted in UFC. And, I mean, it's one thing when you're never in position to get submitted, but he'd been in a lot of submissions, and he got out of all of them. But not this one. And it happens to everybody, just like it happened to Fedor Emelianenko. He just got triangled. He just was in the guy's guard, punching the dude, and all of a sudden he got triangled. And usually when it happens, it's something stupid like that. And that's exactly what happened. So Anthony Pettis now is recovering from getting his knee kicked out of his knee by Benson Henderson. And next in line, inexplicably, I know some people are going to be very angry that I said that, but it's TJ Grant.
Well, I mean, it's not inexplicable, but
it's kind of inexplicable. We'll talk about that in a second. Hold on. Let's take this call. You're on Wrestling Observer Live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Antonio Lopez from Colorado Springs.
What's up, Antonio?
Not much. I just got off of a 9-hour-and-a-half shift. They asked me if I could do 30 minutes of overtime. I'm not doing that again.
Good for you.
Wait. They asked you to do a half hour. Are all 9 of these hours going to be time and a half?
No.
Oh.
Man.
Just a half hour. It's a call center, so it's even worse.
Oh, man.
Lovely folks at Comcast. What can I say?
Oh, man. I could. If this wasn't a wrestling show, I'd talk to you for hours.
Hey, that's cool with me.
let me just ask you one question. It has nothing to do with. Actually, it kind of does because I've had to call the cable company many times because of pay-per-view screw-ups. But as a person who works at a call center and as a person who I'm sure at some point in your life has had to call a call center, which is worse, having to call the call center or being at the call center?
I would say having to call.
Yeah.
just because when you're at the call center, you're in control. Like, I've listened to the Brian Vay show way back, and if you called me, you would have no problems at all. I actually work in retention, so I try my best to keep the customers, and you'd be with Comcast forever. Fuck, you got me, man.
I love that Comcast has a department called retention.
Hey, I'm pretty good at it.
That's just hilarious. It's hilarious. Yeah. I'm sure you are great at it.
80%, so.
That's pretty good. Yeah. All right, what's on your mind?
Are we talking about anything in particular?
Wrestling or mixed martial arts, but the lines are open.
Okay. I guess it's really weird. I would like to know what you would think about Vicky Guerrero someday being in the WWE Hall of Fame.
I think it's guaranteed.
Yeah, because, I mean, she's been there longer than Eddie, you know, which can give or take. And I know you've been to live shows before. Her massive heat is insane. Like, you know, bigger than some of the wrestlers, most of them, actually. I mean, she's been a main event non-wrestling character for a while. I mean, you got La Familia and all that, all the stuff with Edge. And she's been a manager in an era where they're really sparse. And she's stuck with everything they've thrown at her between horrible matches, her getting in the ring, pig slop, Santino, whatever. I honestly, I would be a major candidate for that happening.
I think that based on the number of people they put in every year and the fact that they like to have a legend, they like to have a woman, and then they have the big name star. I mean, something would have to go terribly wrong for her not to eventually get the nod to go to the dub. I think. What do you think, Mike?
Well, this is going to sound really slimy and cynical, but again, there's truth in it too, where they have given her, I mean, they have kicked the crap out of her at times, you know, with her weight or how she's portrayed or different things, you know, to mess with her on camera and things like that, and just things that have just naturally happened to her on her own. Because of that stuff, again, when it comes time for her to be inducted and they talk about, like, here's a woman whose husband gave herself, you know, himself for this business and this company, and she's such a trooper, and she is the example that everyone needs to see, that, you know, you can be entertaining and you can take all these things thrown at you and still succeed. And for them to be able to tell that story in the WWE way, you know, is great. And frankly, to be honest, because of that too, because of Eddie, because of how she's been portrayed and the things like that, she deserves it. You know, she deserves everything that she can get out of this deal. I know a lot of people were upset when they kept her around and, you know, they started putting her in roles and they didn't like it because that was Eddie's wife. But it's like, you know what? You know, as long as she's happy and she's getting paid a lot of money to do it and she got the opportunity to get her daughter, Shaw, who was actually going back to FCW or to going back to NXT at Full Sail. Because of those things, again, I can't complain about it whatsoever, and I think that would be a great idea down the line for her to be in.
Absolutely. It's amazing to me that people would think that she doesn't deserve it. But, I mean, we're talking about the most cynical fans on board, so I'd
it's
stay
the
away from
WWE
it.
Hall of Fame, for crying out loud.
Limo driver.
Johnny Rods is in the Hall of Fame.
Coco Beware!
At least he had Frankie.
How is Coco Beware a bigger star than Vicky Guerrero? I mean, come on.
Maybe he sold a pile driver, though, Brian.
Are you telling me there's a threat on the board arguing against Vicky Guerrero going to the WWE Hall of Fame?
I don't know, Brian. I don't go on your board.
Okay. I thought you said there was...
No insult.
I thought you said there were people arguing this on the board.
Well, boards elsewhere.
I see. Okay.
So you can imagine what's going on our board.
I can only imagine.
No disrespect, I couldn't do it.
I can't either. All right, well, thank you very much for the call, and good job not doing that extra 30 minutes. That's how you do it.
I've got to get a direct line to him. I really do as a Comcast customer.
Man, if I were still with Comcast, I'd need a direct line. I had more problems. You know what's funny is I had more problems with Comcast, and then I went to Frontier, and my problems resumed. I think all these cable companies are really just one big cable company. And so the gimmick is you work in the retention area, and if I ended up the 20% that he couldn't retain, I would go to Frontier, but that's really just another division of whatever the giant evil conglomerate is that owns all of these cable companies. Let me tell you what happened, Mike. I hate to get away from wrestling and TJ Grant again, but listen to this. So I have a DVR, which we all do, I'm sure. And that's a DVR box. I've got a TV in the living room. And then my wife has an office, and there's a TV and a DVR box in there. So we have two TVs and two DVR boxes so we can watch our own stuff. So I have cable, obviously, because I have to watch all this crap. And the cable's working fine in the living room. But in her office, she's only getting like 9 channels. So how many times do you think I had to call Frontier before I got this problem fixed?
Let's see. I had Comcast, had the same issues, had to do it at least 3 times, not more.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then they sent someone to the house who didn't bother knocking on the door or ringing the doorbell. They just went home.
Wait, they went home?
They just left.
They didn't enter nothing.
Nothing.
Just pulled in.
I was here the entire day, and they were like, Bob showed up to fix your box, and nobody was home. I was like, I was home all day. We have a doorbell. It's right there by the door. But yeah, they finally sent me a new box and it worked, but that was pretty much infuriating. So anyway, I wish that fella had worked at Frontier to help me out. All right, before we go to this break, why TJ Grant, Mike, besides the fact that he deserves it?
Well, just the fact.
I know that sounds stupid, but I mean, come on now.
You know, being injured and having to pull out and everything. And look, to me, I got to be honest, because people say it was conspiracy with Pettis fighting Milwaukee. You know, Grant pulls out, blames, you know, the injury, and obviously he was very upset over that. But, you know, we talk about it after the break. But, yeah, look, he deserves it just for that reason.
All right, we're going to do a break. When we come back, more Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
The Sports Byline USA collection of original full-length interviews covering more than 50 years of sports history is now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com. Hear Hall of Fame center David Robinson talk about what motivated him when he was playing.
I have a gift. I'm 7 feet tall. I didn't have anything to do with that. And I have this athletic ability and this body. And I feel like, you know, God gave me this for a reason, and I can't waste it. I just can't. I don't have that luxury.
In the Sports Byline Audio Vault at sportsbyline.com, you'll hear Peyton Manning share the secret to a quarterback's success.
Yeah, I kind of call it getting back to zero. And what I mean by that is when you throw an interception or you have a bad play, you can't let that play affect you on the next series. You have to, you know, erase it from your mind and kind of get back to ground zero. And so you can go out the next series and be productive and be successful. And if you let the play before you bother you or the game before bother you, then it's only going to drag you further down.
And great athletes aren't afraid to fail. Hall of Fame receiver Jerry Rice gave this advice to anyone who wants to succeed in life.
When I did Dancing with the Stars, I took that uniform off. I took it off, and all of a sudden, I was open for criticism. I didn't have that security blanket anymore. And I think people really got a chance to connect with me. And it's a lot of people in life right now, they want to take chances, but they're afraid to. And I say to them, go for it. You only live once.
These and other great interviews are now available in the Sports Byline Audio Vault. It's yours to listen to and enjoy. It works on iPhones, iPads, and Android devices. This is a rare collection of unforgettable, original, full-length interviews.
A portion of the proceeds will benefit the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund.
Go to sportsbyline.com and click on The Vault.
You've had 60-some-odd years to prepare for this moment. 60-some-odd years that added up to a squishy, squashy backyard squirt gun battle. And it's here, in this healthy little water war with your grandkids, that the question hits you. How did I get here? Is it just living in moderation or saving with gusto? Like getting 20% off your Rite Aid purchases every first Wednesday of the month with Rite Aid's new Wellness 65 Plus. 20% off Wednesdays help seniors save big on water guns and everything else. Wellness 65 Plus also lets you accumulate points for every prescription, even Medicare, that earn you up to 20% off your Rite Aid purchases fast. It's one more way Rite Aid is helping you stay here now that you've actually gotten here. Here. Soaking wet and slinking through your own rose bushes. Stop by your Rite Aid, enroll free, and save this Wednesday with Wellness 65 Plus. With us, it's personal. Certain limitations apply. See your Rite Aid store or RiteAid.com for details.
Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com. We're joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. We are here every Sunday, 3 o'clock p.m. Pacific, 6 Eastern, on the Sports Byline USA Radio Network, Sirius Satellite Radio, Channel 92, 94, 794, XM Radio, Channel 208, and streaming live worldwide on the internet at WrestlingObserver.com. You can also check us out on your smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, the Sirius Satellite Radio app, as well as the iHeart Talk portal at iHeart.com, iHeartRadio. 60 million subscribers. Join the fun, everybody, as well as at WrestlingObserver.com, the place to go for all of the latest news and information in pro wrestling and mixed martial arts. Wrestling Observer, established 1983. We're here online now. Observers, figure fours, radio shows, more radio shows you know what to do with. If you love this show and you only get to hear one time per week, you are missing out. Daily radio shows, 10 to 15 new shows every week, and every show that we have ever done dating back to 2005 is available in the archives. And I'm not just talking Wrestling Observer Live. I'm not talking one show a week times however many weeks that is dating back to 2005. I'm talking Observer Live, Wrestling Observer Radio, Figure Four Daily, Adam and Mike Big Audio Nightmare. List goes on and on. We got so many shows on the website, and all of them are available in the archives. $10.99 a month. That is it. When you sign up, you get full access to everything. It's not like you sign up and you only get some of this stuff. You get everything. $10.99. Try it for a month. If you don't like it, you never have to sign up again. But if you do, you will thank me, as have the thousands who have gone from Wrestling Observer Live to WrestlingObserver.com, signed up, and then emailed me and said, why didn't I do this earlier? I don't know. I don't know why you didn't do it earlier, but now's your chance. Do it now. WrestlingObserver.com. Scroll down the right-hand side of the page, a listing of our latest free radio shows. You can check those out. If you like what you hear, sign up, and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of them will be available for you. WrestlingObserver.com. All right, we're talking Anthony Pettis. I argue his next opponent should be Jose Aldo. I know it's not much of a super fight, but as I mentioned on another show, I've got a chiropractor who watches some MMA, and every time I go there, the dude asks the same thing. When are we going to get Anderson Silva and GSP? When are we going to get Anderson Silva and John Jones? All he cares about is super fights. All he asks me about. People really want to see super fights. And we're not going to see Jones and Silva anytime soon. We're not going to see GSP and Silva anytime soon. So now that you have the opportunity to actually make a super fight, even if it's not the biggest super fight in the world, you may as well just make it and get it all over with. Maybe the guy will win a title in two divisions. Good for him. Defend both titles. Just alternate one division to the other. And do something historic. This Pettis and TJ Grant, I know PJ, I know, I just called him PJ. I know TJ Grant deserves this, but you know what? Nobody knows who TJ Grant is. He ain't going anywhere. You do the super fight, and then TJ Grant gets his title shot.
Do you want to add in that TJ Grant's mama's ugly or something like that?
I'd never say that.
Look. I gotta be. I agree with you, and I think actually having that, like that kind of fight as the semi-main event, or even the main event on a show, you know, obviously is not going to be. You know, you have three big shows in a row. You're always going to have, you know, say the Brazilian show or something like that. That's not going to do all that well. And I think doing that is a great idea, but you still got to do, to me, Pettis and Grant first, and you still have at least like Aldo and, you know, Ricardo Lamas, you can still do before you do that fight, and you have that, you know.
You haven't learned a lesson there, buddy.
Well, but
when a fight falls into your lap, do the fight.
But this isn't really falling into the lap because, Brian, nobody is clamoring like they were for GSP and Anderson Silva, or John Jones and Anderson Silva, or even, I mean, even Daniel Cormier and John Jones got more love than anyone saying that Jose Aldo and Anthony Pettis need to fight. So if there's enough demand for it and because of the fact that you can make the fight, go ahead and do it. I just don't think the demand is there yet where Aldo's going to beat Lamas, and I think Pettis can beat Grant. So you get that out of the way, and then you have that fight. And I know you can lose it, but I don't put that fight on a pedestal where you do, where it's even, again, I don't think it's the end of the world if you do it or not.
I don't put it on a pedestal. But of those four people, of those four people, Anthony Pettis, TJ Grant, Ricardo Lamas, and Jose Aldo, of those four people, the combination that will mean the most is, to me, Pettis and Aldo. Pettis and Ricardo Lamas is not going to mean anything. Aldo and TJ Grant isn't going to mean anything, even if all these guys have titles. The one that I think would mean something, not a lot granted, but something, would be Pettis and Aldo.
I think Barão and Aldo, you could, I don't know. I guess Pettis being American, you know, but to me, Barão and Aldo would be far more interesting than Pettis and Aldo.
I don't know.
And I'm not trying to crap on it, too, because you know it's going to be a good fight. But, I mean, you can make that case for anybody in the flyweight or the bantamweight division. You know, you take Uriah Faber's name out of the mix. You take anybody else in any of those divisions. You shake them all up. You throw them out there. The average fan has no clue what division those guys are in. You know, honest to God, I mean, from 155 down to 125, I bet you most fans have no clue when you throw it all out there what divisions these guys fight in and if they care or not. So I got to be, I'm not, you know, poo-pooing your decision-making as far as trying to put that fight together. I just don't think it's enough on a pedestal where if you lose it, you've actually lost anything.
I haven't lost much, but... I also wanted to mention, I was thinking about this today, Chris Weidman, he beat Anderson Silva, and here it is, September, and let me ask you this question, Mike. Does Chris Weidman seem like a big deal to you?
No, I think they kind of screwed that one up. I don't know. And again, UFC's got a lot of things to worry about. I think a lot of it is Chris Weidman's camp inside that they, I don't know how he is in Metro New York. I guess I can ask some people, you know, as far as his home base goes. But it just does not seem nationally like they were able to. And again, they'll have time before his next fight with Silva. They'll have time to hype it up, and people are going to be involved and interested in the whole nine yards. But I just don't think they've been able to hold on to the lightning bolt that they had after that initial loss and, you know, all the talk that came from it and all the, you know, again, that Mike Tyson's punch-out animation that was done that was awesome. There was a lot of stuff coming out of that fight, and there were a lot of people legitimately surprised, and there were average fans that I knew that asked the question, you know, that said, is this all just hype about, you know, Weidman going into this fight? And they were surprised coming out of it to see him actually beat Anderson Silva. And they were, you know, really surprised and kind of fired up there for a minute. But they did not do enough to get the meat hooks into really making him a big deal. He didn't get a presence on Fox Sports 1 or anything like that. I think UFC missed the boat a little bit, but I think his own hype campaign really missed the boat with this. But then again, everybody's different. Everybody likes to be perceived differently. This may not be that important to him. They still have time to build up the pay-per-view going into it, but I would have made more of a big deal out of this and continued to do so.
I'll talk more about that after we take this call. You're on Wrestling Observer Live. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, what's up? This is Bobby calling from Manassas, Virginia.
Bobby, what's up?
Not too much. I just got two questions I was going to ask.
Sure.
Okay, question number one, do you know what's going on with Tom Zink nowadays?
He had an arrest recently, if I recall correctly. But other than that, I have no idea.
Oh, okay. I used to love to hear him back in the day on the EI shows. I thought if you guys were thinking about bringing him back on as a guest, maybe.
He went deep underground.
Oh, okay. And my other question is, what do you all think about... they got the new commentator now on Main Event, Alex Riley. What do you think about him as a commentator now? He's also doing NXT.
What do you think of Alex Riley, Mike?
To be honest, I've always really liked Alex Riley, and caller being from Manassas, I don't know if he knows Kevin Kiley, his father, who was a longtime sports reporter, still does college football, does a lot of things, may even do the NFL for all I know somewhere, but was always a good announcer, and I loved him starting on NXT. You could see it. He had a presence about him. He had that cocky jock role, which he was perfect with, and the attitude in the whole nine yards. And I know that there's a lot of rumors on, you know, John Cena or whoever it was backstage that he rubbed wrong. But when they dropped him like a hot potato, they dropped him hard. And he should have been in the position he was in because the wrestling skill wasn't there. But, you know, at least he's got a mouth. His God comes from a father who was a good broadcaster. He's an athletic guy. I hope this isn't the end of his wrestling career, because, again, he's a guy that I think you stick in Florida for a long time. He's actually going to benefit from it, and you might be able to get something out of him, but at least they're getting something out of him as an announcer. He's not great right now, but then again, there's not a lot of great announcers out there, period.
All right, well, thank you very much for the call, Bobby. Not a big fan of Al Troy. He's not terrible, but he's got a lot of work that needs
to
be done.
He's better than The Miz.
Well, Jesus. Yeah. Who isn't?
Who's not better than The Miz at everything?
I could put a wooden sparring dummy in that seat. He'd be better than The Miz.
They should actually put a broomstick there.
Sure. Now, what I was going to say about Weidman here, I want to make this very clear, because I was thinking about this today. The reason Weidman is not over has nothing to do with UFC dropping the ball, I believe. It is because, to make a pro wrestling parallel, this was every example in wrestling history of a guy doing a job for someone, but not putting the guy over. We've seen it a million times. We saw it with Scott Hall and Hector Garza. And we've seen it with Triple H like 8 billion times, where you go in there and you're going to prove you're the company guy and you lay down for the guy, but it means nothing and the fans know it means nothing. And I'm not saying for one second that Anderson Silva and Chris Weidman was a fake fight or anything like that. What I'm saying is that the way the fight went down, where Anderson Silva was clowning around and he got caught and he went down, the way that whole thing went down, it was exactly like that style of pro wrestling booking. Where, think about this, Anderson Silva may go down in history as the greatest fighter of all time, and Chris Weidman defeated him. This should have been like the biggest thing ever. But because of the way the fight went, because Anderson Silva was clowning around and he got clipped, and the win was given to Chris Weidman, and of course it was deserving. He did clip him. But the way the whole thing went down, Chris Weidman didn't get over. For crying out loud, he's an underdog in the odds for the rematch. I mean, I was thinking about that today. I was just like, you know, we talk about this all the time with pro wrestling, but here was an example, because of circumstances, where the exact same thing happened in a real fight, and we got the exact same result. Nobody believes, I'm sure some people do, but, you know, the majority of people don't believe that he's going to beat Anderson Silva in the rematch. They don't believe that he's better than Anderson Silva, and they don't believe, because of the way the fight went down, that he is the better man, and that's why he hasn't gotten over. And I was
when they've seen that coming, they should have done something to hype his name up, keep him in the news.
Yeah, but what can you do? Everybody saw it with their own two eyes. The guy was clowning around and got caught. It wasn't a real win.
The odds came out, and my guy was who just beat the, you know, who pulled off this win is a plus 145 to the guy he knocked out who's minus 175. I would have been going nuts. If I'm Matt Sarah, whoever it is, I'd be going nuts, hyping his name up, saying, you don't respect this man.
I don't want to say it was a fluke. I don't want to say it was, I apologize for saying it wasn't a real win. It was a real win. But that's what people think when they saw that. It was just like, I think people think that he got a lucky win. It is totally different from Pettis submitting Henderson. I think Pettis got over more being Henderson the way he did, a lot more than Weidman did. Back in a moment, Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client
client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical, and some may not qualify. The consultation is free, and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. A 14 by 21-foot shop for under $6,000, or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufactured. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298. 800-965-1298.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now, 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469. That's 1-800-299-3469. 1-800-299-3469.
Segment of the show, Brian Alvarez here, WrestlingObserver.com, joined by Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com, every Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern, Sports Byline, USA Radio Network. Any final thoughts on what we were talking about in the last segment there, Mike?
No, I just think, again, I understand what you're saying, and I think you're exactly right, in because it was such a cartoonish way that it happened and everything, but with that said, you know, it's probably the UFC's responsibility to touch to make sure that their champion is always bright and shining. They probably should have done more to get him out there on Fox Sports 1 and things like that. But, again, I think a lot of this actually falls on the Weidman side for not driving home the fact that this guy just beat the quote-unquote greatest fighter in the world, or some people, the one that some people say did it convincingly. And you know what? He's going to do it again next time they meet. We haven't heard that from them.
So, yeah, we'll see what happens in the rematch. I don't know. I mean, when it was over, I don't know. I mean, I think that Weidman can beat him again, but would I consider him the favorite? No. And I think that when you beat the champion and afterwards you're still considered an underdog, I mean, I think anytime that happens, the guy who beat the champion isn't going to get over.
Yeah, but some people just don't believe it. Remember, all the fighters said, you know, this guy's got the chance to win, and he goes out there and wins, so it's, hey, you know, it could just be one of those things where people are overrating kind of Anderson Silva when it comes to fighting Chris Weidman.
Well, yeah, but at the same time, it was like, you know, they all talked about what Chris Weidman was going to do to this guy. But in reality, in that second round, I mean, Silva was absolutely having his way with him, even clowning around until he got caught. So when we actually saw it with our own two eyes, I mean, I don't know. I didn't see Weidman having an answer for him there in the second round until Silva decided to be a complete numbskull.
Be interesting. This could be like Roy Jones and Antonio Tarver, where once it happens, then it's over for the guy against the guy, which is what happened there.
All right, everybody, we are out of here. I want to thank you all for listening. We are up at WrestlingObserver.com. We'll be up there again tonight with a brand new radio show with Dave Meltzer, only for subscribers. So head up there and check that out. Otherwise, we'll be back next week with a brand new show. Thanks, as always, to Mike, folks at Sports Byline USA, Sirius Satellite Radio, iHeart, everything else. We'll talk to you again next week, everybody, listening to Wrestling Observer Live here on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.